Father, I thank you for the word today. I ask, Lord God, that the Holy Spirit, the words that you put in my mouth are the words that need to be heard. I thank you for your word is your power. The gospel is the power of God. I'm not ashamed of that power, Lord. I pray the Holy Ghost just release the word inside my spirit. Release it, Father God, for the word can be preached, as Jesus said in Luke 4:18, that the Spirit of the Lord was upon him to preach the gospel, and that gospel was to the poor. It breaks poverty. It breaks lack. It breaks the ability, Lord God, to no longer walk in that need. That poverty delivers. I mean, that word delivers. It delivers, Father God. The teaching of your word brings deliverance. And the greatest deliverance the church needs today, God, is not addiction. It's not of habits. We need to be free from the lies of the devil. And let the truth set us free today, Lord God. Free from every lie that says that you're not, or you can't, or it's not so. Father, I thank you for your living word today. And allow your word to be as a river of life in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. So the word I'm preaching today, I got here 3 weeks ago, almost a month ago. We're leaving in a couple of days, my husband and I. And I got here and I realized when I got here, I've been preaching another book. I just brought a new book. I apologize. They've been sold out, but we did bring some other stuff that's not. But this is chapter 2. Next time I see you, you'll remember I preached chapter 2. Before it was written, it was preached here. Glory be to God. And so I want to talk a little bit about words and what we find in creation. You know, I have been preaching out of Genesis chapter 1 and 2 for almost since 1992. I've been preaching out of this, and I never get tired of it because his word is new every morning. And there's something I saw this year that I hadn't seen last year, that I hadn't seen in any previous years. So I'm never tired of the word. A preacher can get up and preach, and I'll tell you what, I may have memorized it, I may have preached it, but on the day that it's preached, it's good for me. It's good for me. Hallelujah. And so I wanted to see in creation, there are powerful patterns in the word of God. How many know if there's a pattern, God is trying to show us something? There are patterns in creation, and those patterns where God will speak to a thing, not a person, a thing. He will speak to a thing, and that thing will respond to what God says. And I think that's interesting because the very first thing God wants us to know in creation is that words move things. Words bring things. Words change things. And I don't know that the church understands this yet because we use words so easily, so nonchalant. But God is trying to show us right in the beginning that words are powerful. And so God will speak words. They're not for conversations. The church has got to learn, it's the word of God is not just to have a conversation. The word of God is not just to show how much you know that's written. The word of God is for commanding. The word of God is for using. And so we see immediately God will make something. I'll give you a scripture, Genesis 1:11. God will make something and then he'll go back and he'll talk to it. He'll talk to it. Did you put that up there, Genesis 1:11? And God said, let the earth bring forth grass and herb that yield seed. And I want you to know something. God didn't have to say this because nobody was there. God didn't have to write this for us because nobody was there. God could have just wrote Genesis 1, hey, I'm God. I did it all. And that would have been sufficient for us to believe. But he didn't, because there's patterns and there are things that he wants us to see in creation that are really so important for the believers that I believe today and the word of God today can change many lives, if not every life that has an ear to hear what the Spirit of God is saying. And so God will speak to it. And I thought about this because I know the chapter very well. And in Genesis 3:1-3, God didn't speak to anything. He called something. So I asked God, why did you call light, but then you told earth to do something here? Why did you call light? Why didn't you just say light, like you said, plants and trees, come forth? He said, well, I can answer you that. It's because they weren't there. Light was not present. Light was not present. Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth was out form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the earth. Light was not present. So God said, I did what you learned in Romans. I called those things that are not as if they were. I brought into existence, not because I'm God, because I spoke words. So I said, light, and guess what? Light came, and then it was seen. So how many know there are many things in this world that are present and real but not seen? And the church has got to stop living natural. The natural says if you cannot see it, it's not there. But God says, oh, it's there if I say it's there. Yeah, and he said light, and light showed up. Glory to God. But notice here in this verse, he says, let the earth bring forth. Let the earth bring forth trees and shrubs and herbs, vegetation. And I want you to know something. There's something powerful here. Maybe you're getting it, maybe you're not, but you will before I go home. There's something so powerful here. Earth heard. Earth understood. Earth did. Earth responded. God said to the earth to bring forth. Nothing tells us in the scriptures that the earth knew that it had trees, shrubs, vegetation. Nothing tells us that it knew it had it. But when God spoke it, God revealed what it carried on the inside. And when God revealed what it carried on the inside, it didn't argue with God. It didn't doubt God. You see, there's an obstacle in your life that wasn't in the life of earth, wasn't in the life of what God speaks to. And that's called your five physical senses. The earth didn't say, I can't see the trees. How can they be there if I can't see them? How many Christians and believers of God say, I can't feel the healing? How could it be so if I didn't feel it? But the word of God says when we lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. See, we weren't supposed to check with our feelings. We were supposed to believe the word. But our greatest obstacle, I know everybody likes to pray with the devil's name in it because it sounds so spiritual. It makes it seem so big. But I want you to know the greatest obstacle of a believer is not the devil. It's your five physical senses. It's the five physical senses. So God said to the earth to bring forth, and out of the earth, what was not seen becomes seen because of words. What was not seen, what was not known, becomes seen and known because God said, bring it forth. And so earth brought it forth. There's a pattern. Because God will speak to the water, and he'll say to the water to bring forth sea creatures, birds and fowl of the air, bring forth different kinds of fish of the sea. And you want to know what? Again, nothing tells us water knew. Oh, I know I have that. I'll give it to you. Nothing tells us that it knew what it had. So this tells me that there are things in things that are not seen, but they're there. They exist. They're present. Just because you can't see it doesn't mean you can't believe it. I can't see God, but I believe he's real. I can't see air, but I believe it's real. I couldn't see my children in my womb, but I believe they were real. And so God says to the water to bring forth. And what did water do? Water brought forth exactly what God said. Now we've got earth hearing, and we've got water hearing, and we've got earth understanding, and we've got water understanding. And what do they hear, and what do they understand? Words that came from God. This tells me that everything God created has an ear to hear. If it has an ear to hear, it's because you and I were supposed to talk to it. Not talk about it. When you tell your mountain to move, your mountain will move. But if you talk about your mountain, you make it bigger than it is. You were created like God to speak to things. You were created to rule, to tell things where to go and what to do. Isn't that what the centurion said? He said, oh, you don't have to come to my house. Oh, come on, please. Don't we want Jesus to come to our house? We want pastors to come to our house. We want the speaker to come to our house. We want the intercessor to come to our house. But the centurion said, no, you don't have to go, because he knew something about what he did, that he was granted authority because he was under authority. Notice he didn't say, oh, no, I'm a man over. No, he said, I'm a man under. I'm a man under. I've been given what doesn't belong to me, but it works. And you know how I use it? I say to this one, come, and he comes. I say to this one, go, and he goes. And what is Jesus showing, or what is the centurion showing Jesus? That is great faith. When you can use your words, you don't see them coming. You don't see them where they go, but you believe they do what you say. So he said, all I need you to do is speak the word. That's all I need you to do. Because words have power. Think about it. I pray here on earth in a dirt body, and God in heaven hears my words. God at his throne hears my word. That's how powerful words are. They pass the natural realm into the spiritual realm because words are spirit. Yeah, not just Jesus' words. All words are spirit. Matthew tells us on the day of judgment, your house is not making heaven. Your money is not making heaven. Your friends are not making heaven unless they get saved. Nothing is making heaven that is physical or worldly, but guess what's waiting there for you? Your words. The Bible says the books will be open. Those books are the book of Virginia, the book of Jim, the book of Tilly. My words are being recorded. My tongue is a pen, and everything I say on this earth is being recorded, and it's in my book. And on the day of judgment, you're not going to stand and say, she was a good preacher. She was a great minister. I didn't like her. I liked her. You know who's going to stand before God on judgment, whether I was right or wrong? My own words. It was not the book of life. There were many books. They're my words. Words are spirit. Words make heaven. The Bible says life, death and life are in the power of your tongue. That word tongue just means the language, the things that you say. There's power in you to choose life or death words. The language of life is the language of God. The language of death is the language of this world, senses, feelings, emotions. You will take an account one day, and it's not going to be you telling God, I had good intentions. It's going to be what you say. Jesus said you'll know a man by his fruit. A good tree will bring good fruit, can't bring evil, and an evil tree will bring bad. What is fruit? It's the words that come out of your mouth. But Proverbs said you love to eat these words. Why does it say that? Because words like food get in the mouth. I choose what I want to eat. I choose what I like to eat. I choose, I don't want that, I want that, I want that, I don't want that. I choose what gets in my mouth. And God is saying the devil is not forcing a single word in your mouth. You are choosing it. And you must love it because it keeps being your choice. We've got to realize the power of words. And then God he talked to the earth again. And he tells the earth, bring forth animals. And I want you to know, earth didn't go, what? You told me I had trees and plants. Earth didn't say, what's an animal? God spoke to the earth again, and the earth obeyed the word spoken. Not the word thought, not the word written. There's no power in your Bible unless you put it in your mouth. The earth obeyed words spoken. And earth, nothing tells us earth knew. Oh, I know I had animals too. I knew it. And when God said that, trees didn't accidentally come out. Only what God said to only what he spoke to is what came forth. There's a pattern here. God will speak to the firmament, the sky, and he'll tell the sky to bring forth lights. And I want you to know the sky didn't bring trees. The sky brought forth lights, but only after it was spoken to. It did nothing until it was spoken to. When it was spoken to, it only did what was said. Sky has an ear to hear. Earth has an ear to hear. Water has an ear to hear. And any spoken word is not heard as a suggestion as we have taken the spoken word often. The word of God released out of God's mouth is the will of God. The word of God released out of God's mouth is not just the will of God, it's the command of God. We don't realize that when we are speaking, we are commanding and releasing our will. But we've not been taught that we are commanding. You don't know my will unless I release it. And we are releasing and commanding. And you know, when we talk sick and we tell everybody what our symptoms are and we tell everybody what we got and how long we've got it and how long it's been there and what's going on with our body, you're not just suggesting information to somebody. You're not just describing your problem. Your body is made of earth and it has an ear to hear. And it says, that's your will. That's what you want. That's your command. And the body begins to adjust itself. How do I know this? God didn't create cancer. There was no cancer in the garden. God spoke to things to get his will and what he wanted. He didn't wait to see it. He didn't have to see light to speak light. God spoke what he wanted and what he willed. After sin, man's eyes opened. The right word should be his senses opened. Because they did not walk around the garden like this. If they walked around the garden with physical eyes closed, then it would be wrong of God. He has erred. He needs to go back and fix it. He needs to repent. He needs to change the word. Because if that's what it was, then I want you to know, how did they know what tree he was talking about? If you eat of it, you'll surely die. They couldn't see it. They became physically sense-led. And there's no true sense, church. I can tell you, my favorite food that I love is pizza. And if you don't agree with me, then it's not a truth. Because your favorite might be fish. So we'll never have a truth. What we all have is opinions. All we have is opinions. This is my opinion about healing. This is my opinion about giving. This is my opinion about God. This is my opinion about attending church. Nobody asked your opinion. Jesus never gave an opinion. He said, I only say what I hear the Father say. In other words, Jesus is telling us, hey, if I'm speaking, it's the will of God. If I'm speaking, it's the word of God. If I'm speaking just like God. Because when God finished in creation in Genesis, I want you to know something. Everything didn't stop hearing. Because we were made a spirit like God. We are eternal spirit being. We were made a speaking spirit like God. We are the only ones on this earth and planet that can speak words just like God. So everything is still listening. Everything still has an ear. Everything is still paying attention. Matters what comes out of our mouth. And so we see these amazing patterns, and you'll find it's everywhere in Genesis. These patterns where God will make something and then he'll go back and talk to it and he'll tell it to bring out something. So guess what? There was so much unseen that came into the scene. Fish were not seen, but they came into the scene. Stars were not seen, but they came into the scene. Plants were not seen, but they came into the scene. Animals were not seen, but they came into the scene. How did they get in the scene? They were spoken to. You can't tell me, God, I don't know how it's going to happen. It's going to happen by you saying what God said about it's going to happen. All you have to do is release the words that agree with what God has promised you. Release the word of God. And in releasing the word of God over and over for us, you want to know why? Because the devil attacks us the minute our faith is working. He'll come immediately and he'll tell you, oh, you don't feel that. You don't feel it's gone. You don't feel, look, touch it. You don't feel it's gone. Well, that's how Thomas believed. That's not how we're supposed to believe. It doesn't matter if I can feel it. If God said it, it's true to me. And if I'm going to move something, I'm not going to move it with doubt and unbelief. I'm going to hold it with doubt and unbelief. And so we need to learn these patterns. And then there are laws. I'm not going to get to everything, but it's going to come out the way it comes out. Thank you, Jesus. Then there are laws. Hallelujah. There are laws that we find in the Genesis chapter 1. There are laws of seed time and harvest, sowing and reaping, same thing. There are laws of soil. The law of soil is that every seed has a ground. The ground for animal is not the ground for man. The ground for man is not the ground for plants. The ground for plants is not the ground for animals. Everything God made, he made a soil for. A seed and a soil. And so if you notice that the seed, the soil for a natural seed, a plant or an herb is the ground. Only there will it flourish. Only there will it live. Only there will it eat and drink and have its meat. Only there. So you've got to understand that. The ground for man is woman. Only there will he produce after his kind. That's another law, after its kind. Everything will produce after its kind. So a man's seed will produce in another human seed. It won't produce in dirt. It won't produce in sky. Of what? Yeah, if you write it down, I'll answer you. I'll do it after. And so every seed has a ground. And I want you to know God's word in Mark 4 is the seed. Did he not say that God is the farmer and he sows the seed? The word of God is a seed. And I want you to know that Paul wrote that we are God's garden. We are his field. And we are his co-laborers. We are his co-laborers. Did you know that earth had to work with God? It couldn't just do nothing. It had to bring forth. Did you know sky had to work with God? It couldn't do nothing. It brought forth. God didn't bring it forth. Sky brought forth. Earth brought forth. Water brought forth. And that's, we are his co-laborers. You cannot just say, God, help me. God will say, okay, I'll give you my word and you can bring it forth. You're the ground for my word. You're the ground for the word of God. I'll give it to you, but you have to cooperate and co-labor with me. You need to bring it forth. How do I bring forth? Out of the abundance of my heart, which is my spirit. I am a spirit. You know, a turtle is not a shell. It just has a shell. I just have a body. I'm a spirit. This body is just holding me here. This body is what an astronaut suit does for an astronaut. It allows him to live in space and to remain there. I want you to know the devil wants us focused on the body. I am a spirit. I'm just wearing the body because to be absent from the body would be to be present with the Lord. And so my focus as a Christian is my spirit. I need to walk by the Spirit. I need to talk by the Spirit. And I want you to know so often we refocus and we become carnal again. But because our words are so sounding good by God, religious words, that we think that we're walking by faith, that we're walking by spirit. But if you don't agree with God in your mouth, you're not walking with him. How can two walk together? Amos 3:3 says they have to agree. You have to agree. Your words have to agree with God. If you want to produce what Jesus produced, you're going to have to talk like Jesus talked. Jesus said, I only say what I hear the Father say. Do you know in John chapter 17 what he did? This is Jesus after the cross. He's going to ascend to heaven. He's going to go be with the Father. And what does he say? This is he's going to give our inheritance. We are heirs. This is our inheritance. He's going to give us what belongs to us. And it's more precious than rubies. And it's more costly than gold. And Jesus is going to say in chapter 17, he's going to say, Father, I have given them your words. That's your inheritance. The word of God more precious than silver and gold. Because words spoken by faith can do exactly like currency on earth. I didn't buy a house. It was given to me. It was given to me because I used the currency of faith. I just bought a house, and I had no money to buy it. And you go, oh, you're a preacher. You don't have no money. I don't rely on any money. I don't rely on any money. Money comes and money goes. We have ups and we have lows. I rely on the word of God. My husband and I are living with our children. We're nearing retirement age. I said, God, we need a home. We need to own one, and we need it paid for before we retire, if we even really retire, because we our living is preaching. I don't think you can shut me up. So I don't know. That's impossible. But God gave me a word. He put a seed inside of me that I had to bring forth. And he told me, I'm going to give you the down. Go look for a house. And I said, all right. I told my husband, he's like, yeah, all right. Right? Because how many know, don't get mad at people that don't hear from God, but don't change your mind because you do. You hold on to what God tells you. So my husband didn't go out with me, and I finally found a house I liked. He went out with me. We looked at the house, and I want you to know I didn't have but maybe 100 or two in my bank. That's it. We made an offer on the house. The agent calls me up and says, you're gonna need, I think we ended up needing several thousands, more than tens, but thousands. And I want you to know this. I didn't put that down. The owner called up and said, this is taking so long. And the lady who did my house, she came and said, hey, this is a new house. Everything's redone. We need a washer. We need a dryer. We need a refrigerator. We need all of these things that you didn't provide. You're going to have to give them money towards the down. Can I tell you what happens by the end of a much long story? But at the end of it, the man paid my down payment. Because he was moving out of the state and he had to get rid of the house quick. He gave us all the escrow, all the money, everything we need, and somehow he overpaid and they sent us a check for $17. Why am I telling you that? Because I didn't buy it with money, I bought it with faith. I took the words that God gave me, living words, words that move things, words that move people. You know, the Bible says, give and it shall be given back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men. God is not handing you the money that you need. God is moving in the hearts of men. You've done this. I'm going to get this person to come around your life and do this. Every good thing, the Bible says, come from God. The problem is we don't know enough word that we're not recognizing it. So we have these laws and we have these patterns, and things didn't know what they were holding until they got it was revealed to them by God. And I've got my time going, so I'm going to now just get to the end. And I apologize. If you want to know the rest, I guess next year you can buy the book. So God reveals what's inside of a thing. He speaks to it and he tells it. And I want you to know, Adam, when he first walked with God, he did agree with God. When God told him to name those animals, he wasn't born a child. He was given the mind of God. He was in the image of God. What is an image? It's a perfect reflection. If you put me over the waters, you will see a perfect reflection of myself. It's not me, it's a perfect reflection. Man was not like God in his image because he had God's nose. He was like God because his mind was a perfect reflection of God. So when God told Adam, name the animals, he didn't question him. He didn't say, what does that mean? He didn't say, how do you do that? He didn't say, what's an animal? He didn't go up to a tree and call it something. He knew exactly what to do because he had the mind of God. So when Adam changed, he changed the way he thought. He no longer could believe God because Romans chapter 8 will tell us, verse 6, that the carnal mind is enmity against God. It's an enemy. Why is it an enemy? Because it believes through the five physical senses. And so now we have all these things that is in us and we don't know that it's there because it's hard to believe because we're still living carnal. So God will speak to you and God will speak to me and he will tell us what we have. Like he said, greater is he that's in you than him that's in the world. I want you to know you've got to bring out the greater. You've got to bring out the God. You've got to bring out the greater. God's telling you it's there. You may not have known. But it's your job to participate and bring it forth. The Bible says the kingdom of God. If they tell you it's over there, don't believe it. If they tell you it's over there, don't believe it. The kingdom of God is on the inside of you. I want you to know you're coming with all heaven and all of its force and all of its will. You've got it on the inside of you, but you've got to bring it forth. You've got to bring out heaven. You've got to speak out heaven. You've got to speak the will of heaven. Glory to God. The Bible says by Jesus' stripes you were healed. The Bible says in Proverbs 4 verse 20 through 24 that the word of God is medicine to your body. You are healed by the stripes. And I'll tell you what, if something touches your body, you use the medicine of the word of God. You've got healing on the inside of you, but if you're not going to get it out unless you speak it out. You've got to bring forth what God said. Glory to God. I don't have to wonder what's in me. I can go straight to God. I can go straight to his word and I can find out what I'm holding. I can't see it, but it's real. I can't see it, but it's there. I can't touch it, but I can speak it out. Glory to God. Some people are just another speaking out away from everything you need. Glory to God. I want you to know we live by speaking, my husband and I, because this word is true to me. This word is not for some, it is for all. God identifies what you have in you. The Bible says God has given you all that you need pertaining to life and godliness. Life and godliness. What you need for your mortgage, that's part of life. What you need for godliness, a righteous living to say no to sin, that's part of your life. God has put in you all that you need pertaining to life and godliness. You got it on the inside of you, but God can't bring it out. You've got to bring it forth. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So when we act on the word, when we speak the word, but we can also act on the word. Paul acted on the word when he laid hands. He acted on the word when he put impartations. He acted on the word when he prophesied. He acted on the word when he said what God said. And now I got 4 minutes to spare, which means I have arrived there. Glory to God. That's a miracle, and you didn't even know it. I want to tell you this. If there is a sick body, the Bible tells me, Virginia, there is an anointing on the inside of you to destroy yokes and bondages. And I want to do what God says, and I want to bring out healing. And we've got to stop thinking healing will eventually come. Faith is now, so healing should be now. And there is an anointing that works and it breaks. But if we think I didn't feel it, I got hands laid on me and I didn't feel anything. Stop walking in the carnal man. You are no longer carnal. You are a new species in Christ Jesus. You can have whatsoever you believe. You've got to learn that I'm going to believe it. The Bible says, hold on to your confession of faith. Why does it tell you to hold on? Because the flesh and the devil want to pull it out of your mouth, and they want you to say what they say over what God says. Hallelujah. So I want to declare today, when I lay hands on some people, that sickness is immediately going to leave. I believe that. If you believe that, you need to come up. And if you don't, you need to stay back. You're not ready yet. You're not ready yet. Doesn't mean you're not going to get it. But faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I got no faith to offer you. I've got word of God to offer you. And in the words of God is faith. And if you don't have that faith today, you go get in your word, and you, because it's not hocus pocus. It's not magic touch. I'm not a magician. It is the word of God. If you believe the word of God, it will come to pass. There are times I did not believe, but that didn't stop me. That didn't stop me. I went to the word of God, and I found out what he said. You can build your faith. What you're not ready for today doesn't mean you can't get next week. You do not need a man or woman of God to do it, but we can because we're here. Because I want you to know the greater ones on the inside of you, and every promise of God is yes and amen, not maybe and wait. Hallelujah. And then there are those that you've got something on the inside. You know you've always carried it. You know you've always had it. But I'm going to tell you, I can't pull it out for you. When God made man, notice God didn't pull man out of himself. Like he spoke to the earth, he had to talk to himself. Why? This is the way of God. He had to talk to the earth for earth to bring it. God had to talk to himself to get man out. Let us make man. You've got to learn how to use your words. We know how to use hammers. We know how to use saws. We know how to use forks. We know how to use cups. We know how to use dishwashers. We know how to use a lot of stuff. But the church needs to get back to using the word of God. The word of God is the power of God. Healing is in you. Provision is in you. Life is in you. Every promise of God is in you. The kingdom of God is holding everything that you need. Stop trying to get it out here like the world does. God already gave you everything you need. You got to learn how to bring it forth and bring it out. I didn't know I would preach around the world, but back in the 2021 or 23, God said to me, you're going to go around the world and preach. And I want you to know that really got inside of me. And I started to speak it out, and people started laughing at me. But I didn't care if they laughed. They didn't have to believe it. I did. Nobody has to believe what God has told you. You've got to believe it. Don't let no laughter, no lie, no sense take away the word of God that you believe. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. So if you believe, I lay hands on you. Not if you feel. Not if you can still touch. We're not checking with the senses if the word of God is true. We're checking with the word if the word of God is true. If that's you, you come on this side of the room, on this side of the pulpit. But if you say, Pastor, I know there's some things inside of me. I have not been hearing God. I want to stir those things up. I believe you can lay hands on me and begin to stir up the gifts that are inside of me. I want that stirred up because I've been looking everywhere and trying to figure how I'm going to get some things, how am I going to do some things, but I've just learned today that everything I need is on the inside of me. I just need God to begin to reveal one more time, God, tell me what I got, tell me what I'm holding, and I'm not waiting for God. I'm going to bring it forth. I'm going to speak it out. I'm going to declare it. I'm going to say what God says. If that's you, you come on this side of the room. If that's you, and don't hesitate, if that's you, come up now. Come up now. We have too many people. You'd come up if I had $100 in my hand. You would run. You would push. You would shout. I got an anointing in my hand. I got the word of God in my mouth. There is power in what God is doing today. And I want you to know, Jesus never preached and didn't demonstrate. He preached and he demonstrated. And I'm thanking God in advance by faith that there will be demonstrations of healing, demonstrations of miracles, demonstrations of words that will come out of people's heart. They will bring them forth. And this time next year, if I see you, you're going to tell me, oh, that came out of you. It's got to come out of you, church. It's got to come out of you. This is the breaking point. If you need it for healing, you're on this side. If you say, Pastor, I just want you to lay hands. I want to stir up the things that God has put in me. If I can call my husband and Tilly, please, if you want to come up and help me pray. We need ushers. We need ushers. If I can get ushers behind the first row. If I can have one row, just one row, the rest of you take two step backs. So I'm not going to miss you. And I can get some ushers. We'll start on this side. And then the ushers here are going to move on over to this side. Praise the Lord. Can I get some ushers behind? I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people. And then we're going to switch, and you're going to move with me, and we're going to go that way. Hallelujah. Glory to God.